Well, it's all comes back to the microbes that are there. Mm-hmm. And so both soil and seawater are the two most diverse environments that we know about on Earth in terms of the different types of bacteria and fungi that you might find there. And so the more diverse a environment is, the more diverse its interactions are going to be. And like I mentioned in the talk, those interactions are largely driven by chemistry. So if we want to find new and exciting things that have activity against stuff that humans are interested in, it follows that you want to look in the most diverse places on Earth. And so soil has been extremely fruitful in the past. I don't have an exact number for you, but I'd say probably around 3/4 of all of the antibiotics that we use right now are not just from bacteria, but bacteria that are from the soil.
Yeah.
So that's the major source.
Yeah. Let's talk a little about those conversations, those chemical conversations that bacteria are having. How can understanding those interactions help us discover new medicines like antibiotics?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think one of the things to keep in mind there is that medicine is a very human topic, a very human-centric way of thinking. And the bacteria and other microbes that are making antibiotics in the soil, for example, may not be using them in the same ways, and maybe almost surely not the same concentrations that we use them when we try and combat disease. So if we can better understand what these molecules are actually being used for in their natural environments, then we could take those principles and apply them forward to finding new ones. So in terms of medicine, I think it's helpful to separate those two ways of thinking. It's us kind of stealing the ideas of bacteria and really applying them for human problems. But how they're evolving and found naturally distributed is a very different context.